Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. California's central water districts are working to achieve a more holistic approach for San Joaquin River fisheries through voluntary agreements, while also pursuing court challenges to a state plan on downstream fish flows. This comes after a 2018 plan that requires affected water users to leave unimpaired flows of 30% to 50% in three San Joaquin tributaries. Water districts and farms have protested, saying the plan cuts water supplies while doing little to help the fish. As demand for agricultural output continues to rise, U.S. and Canadian farmers are embracing autonomous technology to boost their operations and productivity. AgriMarketing.com reports a May of 22 Raven and Forward Group survey revealed 65% of the 225 harvest cart operators surveyed expressed interest in adopting autonomy solutions, with 29% showing high enthusiasm. A substantial 67% are aiming to adopt autonomy technology by 2027, with 47% planning integration by 2025. Heavy-duty row crop tractor sales continue to increase in the U.S., while overall farm tractor and sales in the U.S. and Canada declined in August. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers reports 100-plus horsepower, two-wheel drive tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors were the only segments to grow year over year. The biggest overall growth among tractors happened in four-wheel drive units, growing more than 20% in August.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.